Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a little touched about it also because I don't think I gave us enough credit the last time. I think we had a pretty good thing going. But anyway, I am Keith Bledsoe. I'm here with co-host Jimmy Williams. We are Everyday People. And I just want to tell you about Jimmy. I met Jimmy actually through Facebook. One of the reasons why I chose him to be a co-host with me. Well, for one thing, he was the first one to give me an interview. To allow me to interview. Nobody else wanted to come on. I don't know what the thing was. I don't know. But he did, and we've been real good friends ever since then. Jimmy is a renowned abstract artist. He's doing some good things in the community over in Englewood, and he don't pull no punches. He's kind of like myself. You know, if you insist, he'll go there with you, but the brother makes sense. And Brother Jimmy, how you doing, man? Welcome back, man.
Man, I'm doing pretty good, man. It feels good to be back on the air again, man, with We Rep. Sounds good. Feels good.
Yes, indeed. You got something on in the background, Jim, a radio, a TV or something?
I'm sorry, say it again?
You got something on, I hear background, stuff in the background.
Oh, okay, that's probably the other laptop. Let me cut it off.
Yeah, this is our first show, everybody. We're tweaking everything. We want to talk about what our intention is, and I tell you one thing, our intention is not is to get up here and argue and just be negative about everything. We have some positive ideas we want to do. A lot of the show productions will be based on a lot of things that we see on Facebook. Some of the posts we read, you know, we may take them and extend them. If we do that, you know, we won't talk about you behind your back. We'll let you know we're going to be on. You come on and say what you have to say, however you want to say it. We're not trying to sneak around and dog you. You know, you want to come on in and put us in our place. And if we all point, you know, you can tell us that too. But be right about it because, you know, we'll dialogue. We'll debate you. If you want to call in, the number is 319-527-6008. It's 319-527-6098. Sorry, 319-527-6098. If you want to share an opinion, it'd be nice to hear some of your voices. I've been texting back and forth with a lot of people. Never heard your voice, so it'd be kind of cool to hear your voice. And also what I'm going to try to do is get a Zoom room. I talked about that before, a Zoom room, where we can get in when we're not doing a show, we're just having casual conversation. And we can come in and we can kind of shoot the breeze and, you know, see each other's face, hear each other's voices instead of having to do all that damn typing. Now, okay. Bro, Jimmy, go ahead and speak to the people, man. I don't want to dive out of the show. We ain't got but an hour on this one.
I appreciate it. I hope everybody do call in because I tried for a month to get people to do like the – you still can, I guess. Just do a voice text. I just found out about that. My daughter told me, showed me about,
how
to work it.
Yeah.
You do a voice text and, you know, send it in. You got to give a lot of information. Give a name and a city, I guess. That should work. But as far as WeRep, we did it back in the day. All we was doing was having just simple conversations with each other. And people started calling in, which is something that they were into, politics, everyday life, family members, some tragedies, some triumphs, and stuff like that. So it's not really set up for us to guide you into whatever it is that you want to talk about. It's up to what you want to talk about. And just dial the number, like he said, 319-526-6098. I'm about to say 60.
Yes.
Okay, anyway, that's the number, y'all, 319-527-6098. Just come on in.
And this is everybody's show, man. We can't do this without. We can talk to each other. We can't really do what we want this show to do without you all participating with us. Because you never know who's listening. Both of us have some pretty connections of people in some high places, and you never know when that one comment that you may have will turn the light on in one of their heads, and it just may make a difference. But you got to put it out there.
Yeah.
You know, if you got to put your name in the hat to win. If you don't put your name in the hat, ain't no possibility. Now, the first thing I want to talk about to me, what's one of the most important things to me right now? There's two, and that was the one of them ain't religion. So don't y'all who have been responding to some of my recent posts, don't start tripping. Think I'm gonna go right into that because I'm not. That's not important. What's important is this 2024 election coming up, and I have some serious concerns about the election. I'll tell you why. I am Biden and Kamala Harris, President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris, all the way. They have my vote, period. I'm all the way. I think Biden's done a great job. This election is not about Biden. It's not about Biden. This election is about Kamala Harris. This thing got nothing to do with Biden at age. That's just a cop-out. That's an excuse. This election is about Kamala Harris. Now, if it has to do with Biden's age, it's because they are concerned about if he doesn't go through, who's going to follow him. That is what this election is about, and I'm concerned about that because I am for them all the way, but I don't think enough people are. This company is even more sexist and chauvinist than it is racist. I hope I'm wrong. I'm not saying this is what I wish. I'm saying I hope I'm wrong. But if we're going to defeat that, we got to get our asses out and vote. We got to vote big time. We got to spread that word because – these people, when they think about having a black woman as possibly being president, they're going to trip. They're tripping now. And I'm going to let you get in a second, Jim, but they're just waiting. They haven't begun to go on the attack yet. Now, Nikki Haley at one time has started making the comments about Kamala Harris being a possible president, but I noticed she stopped doing that shit. And I think they told her to stop doing that right now. This ain't the time for that. You know what I mean? But they can't wait until the general election. If it is Biden and Harris, they are going to rip into that, and I am fucking concerned about it. All right, what you think about that, Brother Jim?
Man, we feel the same way. I'm only going to add that it's all fear. Republicans don't have a program, a simple idea, or a thought in a little bean-ass head of theirs. I'm cursing already. I mean, 2 minutes into the show.
Well, we speak the language.
You know what? It's fear. only thing they riding on is fear, and they hoping that the constituents are the same ones that back in the day that our grandfathers had to step off the sidewalk to let them by. And I'm pretty sure these people have heard those stories at the dinner table. And then when they come into society as a whole, with all of us colored folks, and now these people with alternative lifestyles, they can't handle it because they seeing something different than what their parents told them and their grandfathers told them, and they're standing on that. So it's only fear. It's only fear. How they getting away with it is beyond me, but it's only fear.
And the fact, what gets me, this is why I say this country country is so wicked, especially when you've been around the world a little bit, that how in the hell can this damn fool, this pathological liar, rapist, corrupt asshole, how in the hell can he even be talked about in any damn election? That bothers me, man. What does that say? I'm talking about the people who voted for him. The element that's in this country, man, is crazy. It's insane that this man is being spoke about as a damn candidate. This country is wrong. We got a problem, brother. We got a problem. And all 94 felonies, all these cases you got against him, and the fact that he's even running, the fact that he's even in the race. If this was anybody else, man, he would have been arrested on January 6th, right after that damn coup attempt. But this man is walking around, and I'm telling you, they're treating him like he is God. They're treating him like the same type of God that a lot of the religious people treat their God. You can't say nothing about him. They get mad. You can't ask a simple question. They cover for him. And it's like he's a God to these people. And that's crazy. That is blankety blank insane, man.
They love it.
I want to know what people think about that. Do they think that this 2024 race is about Biden and his age, and how much do they think that Kamala Harris plays a part in the possibility of us having a Republican president? Now, I think they have my vote. I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about, I know how these other people think based on the history.
I got a comment. But somebody's online. Let's let them come in and let's see what they're talking about. I'll make my comment.
I would love for people to come in. No, hold on. You see somebody online? I don't see anybody online.
It says hold time 312. Last four digits 8223.
Bring them in. I'm not. Go ahead. If you see it, I'm all with you, brother. Okay. Oh, I see it. Okay. Last digits 8223. Are you here? Are you with us?
I'm absolutely with you. I've been waiting for this.
There we go.
Okay. I'm sorry. This is our first show in 5 years, and we're trying to get it together.
I got you. This is Dan from Dalton. I know both you brothers.
What's up, brother Dan? How you doing, man?
I'm doing fine.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
No, okay. I was just going to comment on what you were talking about. You were talking about the Kamala Harris situation. And I believe you're absolutely correct in that, absolutely correct. But what worries me even more is how so many black people, first thing out of their mouth, I don't like her. And so, you know, that irritates the shit out of me. That irritates that. You don't have to sleep with her. You don't have to sleep with her husband. This is an issue. It's a freaking issue. Can't you deal with the issues? We got so many issues out here, but you're going to – your vote will turn or possibly turn, or you won't vote simply because you don't like the person that's on most of the issue, on the same side as most of the issues like you are. I mean, things that we need as a people, you know, it's not going to come from the other side. And you're going to at least get a few more things, you know, on the Democratic side. And we can work with them because, you know, we have some representation on that side.
Excellent. And
it's crazy when I hear people say like that, stuff like that. It's just so much stuff out here. But I'm so immersed in our local issues right now. Jimmy knows my local issues because he likes this person that I'm doing everything I can to get out of office. He actually says he likes this person
we'll
who happens
to
be the mayor of Dalton.
We're on different sides of that coin, brother.
Yeah.
Where's the difference at? Because both of you guys are some cool guys that shoot from the heart. It makes sense, you know. So
okay, I don't know how he got to liking her, but we have to deal with her every day, and she is raping a whole South Suburbs. I mean,
$5 million in debt.
Mayor Tiffany Henyard of Dalton.
Okay.
Dalton, Illinois. If you go on my page, you will see a lot of stuff on there about her. I'm in two or three different citizens groups trying to get rid of her. She is making a mockery of our entire governmental system here in Dalton, and she's weaponized the police against the citizens. She's a liar, and I can't even come up with enough adjectives to describe how bad this person is, you know, for the city of Dalton. We recalled her in an election. We recalled her.
I remember
her, that. 53%, 53% to 46%, and they found a crooked judge to put her back in. And she has been rolling on us ever since with all kinds of garbage. She did a rap concert in an old folks' home. So who does that?
Oh.
Right down the street from me.
Wow.
Complete with profanity, selling booze, smoking reefer. But the thing is, her turnout was so low, she was too embarrassed to follow up on it. But this idea.
Oh, okay.
She took all our resources, and put into that. And we don't have any money here in Dalton. We got 21,000 people here, and they just did. She was on Fox News four times yesterday. They finally caught up with what we've been trying to tell them for 2 years. I don't know if Jimmy, you saw some of that stuff, didn't you?
No, I didn't get any of that. I try to go on her page and see her perspective.
No, not her page. You're gonna send you the real.
Well,
I can send you
the Dalton page
about
or
that
the
woman.
Town. Okay, I see her post. How's that? And then I listen to her and I see what she's doing because I've. Pardon me? Okay.
I've seen her post and I see what she's talking about
since she got elected, and I've been following her ever since. I don't live in Dalton. But the people that did were against her or saying things about her. I asked them simple questions. Okay, what did you all do before she ran? You know, and none of the people came back with an explanation. Not one of them. So I bypassed those people, and I kept looking at her progress of what she's doing in Dalton as of her election 2 years ago. Now, that was the only question that I asked. Couldn't get an answer. So now that I've seen her do some of the things that she did on her post, putting in new water mains, cutting down trees, even though, and putting all these new activities for the kids and stuff like that. And then trustees are still against her. That is, I'm going to be real. She is a young black woman trying. Sawyer, whoever it was out there before her, we know the Sawyer family is corrupt. That's without a doubt. Now,
first of all,
if you guys decide you don't want to support this young black female in Dalton and you can take all the white folks' money and do something for the community, I don't see where y'all are going. And that's just me.
Jimmy, you are so misinformed, I don't even know where to start. I do not
well,
know.
Well, like
to
I
start.
Told you,
I have got
like
to
I told you,
I,
sir, I only saw
I
her post. I did ask Dan, listen to me. Listen to me, sir. I did ask people on the opposing side of her one simple question. What were you all doing before she got there? I didn't get an answer. So all I got is what I saw on her post. Being misinformed is the biggest problem in the black community now. Our black leaders don't want to tell our black kids nothing. Our black kids don't know. So they want to come in and lead by non-examples. Throw the parties. Put up a stage and let somebody rap. Ain't going to tell them nothing about civics. Ain't going to tell them nothing about critical thinking. They're just going to get amongst themselves and moan and groan about something that could have easily been fixed. Tell them what you did. Show them what she's doing. And lick them to side.
We did that.
But can you deny, just listen to the conversation. Yeah, can you deny what she is doing right now, though? Is she what is being
absolutely
she being,
Absolutely. It's not even close. Our infrastructure is a complete wreck. She has spent, like, hardly any money on any infrastructure. I go to the city hall meetings every month and sometimes twice a month and ask her to her face and her village administrator, why aren't you all dealing with this? It's going to come down on us. We're going to end up like Flint. And I'll be damned if we ain't one of the most flooded areas in the entire state. They will not spend any money on infrastructure. They have spent $500,000 on parties within the last few months. I'm talking about promotional events. She has stolen money from the taxpayers. 10 mayors signed a letter showing where this woman has been stealing money for her charity and putting public works people on the front lines of her campaign to get her people in the office so she can steal some more money. They have come out and told everybody what this woman is doing. Not TV has gotten a hold of it. All the law agencies have been involved with this, and they are just waiting to chop that whole administration up. This is the most corrupt administration I have ever seen in my life. They're taking our money, not the white man's money. They're taking our tax money. I asked them, if you're going to give away some gas, could you at least check for city stickers? Could you do that? No. People come from out from other cities. You know, she's giving them gas money in order to curry favor so she can boost her charity, which is illegal. She uses kids as props. The last event she gave, they were selling liquor in front of the children, and the rap person that was up there was actually using profanity. And it was never stopped.
Okay. I'm not going to make this whole show about Dalton, okay? It's just about us talking.
Gotcha.
I want to ask you a question.
Okay, I got you.
She's been there 2 years. What did you guys do before she got elected?
We had a surplus. We were getting
Wait a minute, hold on. You had a surplus, but you couldn't get the infrastructure fixed.
They've been putting money into infrastructure before this woman got in there. And then she stopped putting the money there, and she took the money and started giving parties with it. I know what I'm talking about. I can prove it. They had the documents all on television yesterday.
It ain't that deep for me because I just saw her post doing infrastructure work now.
You know what I'm going to do since we're talking about her? I'm going to reach out. Give me a chance. I'm going to reach out to her. And I'm gonna see if she responds and invite her on.
I'm going to invite her,
so she can defend herself. You know, be fair about it, and she can come on and she can speak to what she is or isn't doing.
That means you have to put a trustee on if you want to. The trustees that are trying to help save our taxpayers, save our town, you got to put at least one of them on also, because she's going to lie. She has lied to me in my face. Her city administrator has lied to me to my face, and I called them both out on it. It's on a matter of public record. I can prove everything I say because we got documents up the yin yang. Ask about the receipts. Ask about Vegas. Ask about all that.
One more time. Just one more time. She's been there 2 years. What have you guys?
I answered your question, Jimmy. What are you talking
about?
Before
she got there. What were you guys doing that was so great that you lost all of that faith in this young black woman that's doing something right now?
This young black woman is screwing over black people, Jimmy.
Okay, well, what were you doing before that? Every group, what were you doing before that? That's all I'm asking.
No, gentlemen, here's what I want to hear. That's on you. Hold on, Jimmy. We are off the original question and the issue that I wanted to go into. I understand the Dalton situation.
Yeah, that's true.
And I will reach out to them. And I'll talk. Dan, maybe we can talk. And whoever it is I need to reach out to, you can let me know that. And I'll reach out to them and see if I can get them on. And then we can talk about that. All right?
Just have one from the other side. Just one person from the other side and her.
Okay. We'll talk about it.
Tell them to bring the receipts. Because the receipts are out there all over the place.
All right, Brother Dan. Hey, man, thanks for calling in, man. I appreciate it. And I do intend to have you on as a guest one day, soon.
Okay, Dan.
Okay.
Come on back,
okay.
Brother.
Take care, Brother Dan. Thanks for calling. All right, now.
All right, y'all. Yep.
Okay, have a good one. That's what I'm talking about. I love conversations, man. And you know what? Getting back to the 2024, our black leaders should teach us about civics. So we'll know what to look for. So we ain't got to have second, third, fourth hand conversations about something that we can easily talk amongst ourselves and come to a conclusion. Now, in
it
order
used to
for
be
these,
that way.
I,
and, yeah, they used to.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We got leaders. We got people out here now that will actually tell us don't vote Democrat. It's only two parties. Well, damn. Indulge me. Don't
Brother
vote
Jim,
Democrat.
You know what? I had a back and forth debate back with this one particular individual. I won't call her name out because I don't want to talk behind her, but trying to tell me that if you vote, you ain't woke, and trying to give me examples as to why we shouldn't vote. I thought that was the most dumbest-ass thing that I ever heard from a black human being, just ignorant. And then she gets into, she just fucking prays. And see, this is where, we can't help, but we always seem to get into the vision business thing. Oh, I'm just going to pray. But that's not an option for us now. You got to fucking vote. You know, I mean, you got to vote, period. There's no other way. That's how it starts. But anyway,
man, that religion thing, man, as far as I'm concerned, all these people's gods are NFTs, non-fundable tokens. It looks good on paper, but you ain't going to get shit from it. And that's just me.
And we'll get on that, but I still want to know, is anybody as concerned as I am about this 2024 election that it's going to be made? It's not about Biden. It has nothing to do with his age. You know what? I'm gonna say this. Somebody may not like it, but life goes on. If Elizabeth Warren was his running mate,
there you go.
I think it would be a much better chance. And you know what? The Democrats know. The Democratic, they're concerned like I am. They just ain't saying nothing. They see what's going on.
Yeah, they don't want any real progressives in there. They don't want any real change that's going to make immediate impacts. I mean, they got progressives in there now, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, AOC, and some other people that can make changes right away. But they're tied to that corporate dollar also in a way. All of them are, but to a sense. It's depending on the dollar amount. You know what? We got another call. It's a bunch of ones. They definitely want to join the cover.
Well, that's okay. They can discuss. They can use a voice machine. Let me hit the button.
Okay.
I'm gonna hit the button, and we're gonna bring in the 10 ones. How you doing? Who are you? If you want to say, but are you with us?
Yeah, what's going
Caller,
on?
Are you with us?
Yeah, it's Mr. X.
What's up, Mr. X? How you doing, man? Thanks for calling.
I'm doing all right, man. How y'all doing?
How you doing,
I'm
sir?
Doing all right.
Tonight.
Well, we just want to put it out there and give people the chance to speak their mind in any manner they want to say it, man. That's what we're trying to do.
Yes, sir. Well,
so
I think I wanted to get into what you're talking about right now, where you got into, you know, the lack of civics classes, the lack of critical thinking and everything else. But it's a problem, but that's always been a problem. So I don't know, you know, how much you want to tie that to anything within American life. But the big issue is we thought we were moving into an information age when we actually moved into the disinfo age. So when you talk to some of these young people or some of these people who never really got into politics, and their first introduction was what? Facebook, YouTube, and everything else, where they're getting this just terrible information.
Yeah.
And
that's true.
If they don't have a foundation to fall back on, you know, they're easily misled. Now, I'm not saying that about any group in particular, because everybody is capable of clicking on the wrong video and not being armed enough to really defend themselves against propaganda. So that's the difficult part right now. So when you talk to some of these people and they say, well, I got a stimulus check from such and such, and they see that as some kind of gain that was given to them by that person personally, you kind of understand, okay, this person hasn't really been into politics that long, and they're just moving. So, you know, the answer is we just got to put more information out there and walk people through this process. And I'm saying that as a person who could easily go in there and vote for Cornell, not because I'm willing to, you know, look at Biden or Harris in a funny way, but it's just because, as he just talked about, the capture of both parties by corporate interests and big money. And if I'm in a state where it wouldn't matter necessarily where I go, then, yeah, I could do Cornell. But besides that, the answer is, you know, the Dem side. And it's not because black folks are tied to the Dems. It's because that's the one group you can take to task because, as the gentleman said earlier, that's the group that what? We've got people represented over there. And if anything goes wrong, they actually have to have an answer for us, while the other side just can tell us to go spit, ultimately, because the majority of their base dislikes us as it is. So, yeah, I just wanted to add that, man, because this media manipulation out here right now, and I'm not even talking about corporate media. I'm just talking about the everyday Facebook posts and YouTube posts where and TikTok where people are getting their information from. So I just wanted to add that.
Well, let me ask you this, Brother X, while we got you on here, because I'm really curious. What do you think about the 2024 election? I just want your opinion, not to debate with you about it. Just get your opinion on that. What do you think?
Yeah. I mean, it's similar to what you said earlier, that there's really only one answer in this. And it's not because that side is so great, meaning the Dem side. This is not a side I would look at as progressive. You know, modern or anything like that. It's just that the other side, you know, all the answers are going to be wrong. And it's not because people are necessarily evil. It's just, hell, these people can count. They can look at the red states on the map and say, okay, our path to victory, a lot of anti-blackness is going to be necessary to get there. So, I mean, that's the game we're playing here.
Okay. All right. Man, well, I appreciate you, Brother X. Don't make it the last time. We're getting off the ground, and hopefully we can, you know, do something that's good, you know?
Yes, sir.
Appreciate you calling, brother. Appreciate it.
All right.
Sounds good,
my brother. Thank you, Brother X.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm talking about. That's what we're talking about. We want to get it out there. You know, people have things to say, man. I know I got a lot, and I know you have a lot. Everybody has a lot to say, and maybe if we give them an avenue to actually say it into ears, maybe they will do that.
Okay.
Maybe we can, you know, maybe we can make a little difference somewhere along the line. What's that?
I'm going to try again. I'm going to see if I can encourage them again. I did it for a month with the other show with RayNealMedia.com. He has a talk show that I try to get people to give me their voices so I can produce it and put it on the air, but it didn't go anywhere. So when you came back with it, with the same idea about WeRep, Global Internet Radio, We Are Everyday People, I said, man, that's cool. We were thinking on the same line, but you was on that side of the world, and I was on this side of the world.
Oh, man.
That was cool.
I've been dilly-dally. And, you know, I'm surprised you ain't pissed off at me and just said, the hell with it, because I've been dilly-dally on the stream about a year, man. Oh, yeah, we're going to start. You know, I've been saying, oh, I'm ready. I've been next thing. So I stopped putting my big toe in the water, and I just jumped in the damn pool. And that's where we at now, you know. And I'm glad I did.
Yeah.
I feel good about it. I feel good. And by go ahead.
Now, I'll just have to say, at least the first two conversations, man, with a bomb, I like those. That was all right.
That's what it's all about, man.
A whole bunch of more of those, man. Yeah.
I want to let my South Shore alumni know that I will be doing a South Shore Towers for Life show, you know, featuring the alumni from South Shore, maybe some of the other high schools that are in our square on the south side there, you know, but primarily South Shore Towers for Life. I will be doing that show. This show here is happening today, but this is not going to be every day at this time because I'm around. I get it. So we'll let you know when we're going to have it. Hopefully you can tune in. If you miss it, hopefully you'll go, you know, pick it up and look at it. It will be archived. You can always listen to the show. You can listen to any show I've had in the past 10 years. Now, one other thing we do is we always do a little old school break. We got about 25 more minutes. But before the old school break, one thing I want to do for every show is before we take that old school break and we'll play an old school cut is because we've been losing a lot of people. A lot of people. Jim, I know you lost a son, man. You know, not long ago. Your grandson. Yeah, I lost a stepmother. I lost a lot of my classmates. People, family, friends, people who I care about, and you know, especially classmates. Talk about the classmates you went to school with. That really tears to your heart because. But before we take the old school break, we just take a minute of silence. Now you can pray, you can meditate, or you can just think.
You know, whatever it is that you do, just do it for these few seconds. We'll go old school, and we'll be right back. Thank you.
People moving out, people moving in, why? Because of the color of the skin. Run, 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 run for the children. And I'm all that, good for you. Vote for me and I'll set you free.
Rebel, rebel, you rebel. Only person talking about love and brother is the preacher. And it seems nobody's interested in love. But the teacher, this is tell me where you be. Segregation, determination, demonstration, integration, aggravation, humiliation, obligation to our nation.
Yeah, that's what the world is today, man. You're talking about a ball of confusion, man. We got a shit. Brother Jimmy, you still with me?
Man, I had never heard that version of ball of confusion before.
Yeah, that was a live version on somebody's television show back in the 60s, man. That was one of my favorite TV performances because it was also, whoever wrote that song, man, I mean, Norman Whitfield was something else. But, that's another story. What was I going to say? I still want to know what people – and I'm going to keep pressing this. I'm asking the same question because I want to know what people are thinking because it's something to be concerned about. Like I said, I'm with Biden and Harris all the way. You know, and they may have their problems, and Democrats may be part of the corporate this and that. You know what? Compared to what's on the other side, I don't give a damn. Okay?
Hey, man,
I mean, they ain't doing
nothing
so
bad
to eat in the same breath as them damn Republicans. you know, don't put them in the same boat with what this president has done. This man has fucked up the world, bro. And he's telling you what he's gonna do if he gets back, and you still got these people supporting him, and you got some of these black Sambo House Negroes sick of talking about blacks for Trump. Man, get the hell out of here with that crap, man. Where you coming from? Where you who raised you? You know. But anyway, I'm just curious about. Oh man.
You know
Go
what?
Ahead. I'm sorry. I'm just. Yeah.
And people should know that this man added, I think it was $20 trillion to the deficit. Was it 20, 25 trillion in his first 4 years?
I know it was more than all presidents put together before him. About 40.
Exactly.
More than something like that. Yeah.
I got to find that. I want to make sure. If anybody out there knows exactly how much debt Trump added to the deficit, and then he pushed that over to Biden. See, a lot of people got to understand when it comes to politics. I'm not astute in politics, but when Obama left office, the wave was high. Trump came in on it and waved that. He rode that wave. When Trump left, the deficit was up, oil was up, and everything was up. Biden came in on that wave. So that's how it works, ladies and gentlemen. Whatever the president's residue is at the end of his term, the next president will get that. It's not a complaint. It's not making excuses, nothing like that. That's just the way it is. So when your president, some of you all, President Trump, come in and say, I had the best economy, I had this and that. No, you dickhead. Obama gave you that on a silver platter. You screwed it up.
He is a lying bastard. I can't. That man is so hateful. You know, when I look at that mugshot of his, and all I see is the evil and wicked, the devil, the satanic brother. That man is a fucking devil. And that's another thing.
That man.
I'm not gonna go there right now. But
yeah. Okay.
He
I know you about
that man
go.
Is so. We'll say that for another show. But we gonna get there.
You know what? Could you ask some people, ask them to come on in? I would love to get at least two more before we go. At least two more.
I hope somebody calls in and just give us their opinion. Another question I'm going to ask is, we're coming down to the last part of the show, but as I was talking to you before the show, another question I have is, what the hell is wrong with our kids, man? And if you call here, if anybody just want to say, it's the parents, no, go deeper. Oh, we all know that. I mean, the parents are kids too. We can talk about the kids and all that. And what's wrong with these kids? And don't say, you know, it's the parents. Yeah, okay. If that's the case, that 45th president, he's a parent. His parents was a parent. I mean, it's deeper than the parents. It's deeper than that. Parent, they're all parents. All these Republicans, they're parents. Yeah, I guess so. Well, maybe it is the parents, depending on how you look at it. But we have a problem. Our kids are. Not all of them, don't get me wrong. We have some great kids, mm-hmm. intelligent kids that are going places. But they're not the problem. We're talking about the problem with these kids. They form a mob and they're going downtown and going to the suburbs, 100 strong, jumping on cars, twerking, girls acting the goddamn fool, cutting the ass part of their shorts off, you know, acting crazy, you know. Now, the kids go busting upside their head and bust a cap in their ass, and it's going to be, you know what? If you out there doing that shit, I'm sorry. You have to be stopped some kind of way, by all means. They can't keep doing this crap, bro.
You know what? You're so right, Keith, and somebody got to be made an example of. That's probably why the police doing what they doing. They got to make an example. They got to find some of us. They gotta thin the crowd out and make an example and hope like hell we'll get scared enough to not challenge their authority. That's where they're at right now. Because we've talked about this. The good cops can stop a bad cop if they wanted to. If the good cop don't want to get a cap busted in his ass, talk to your partner that's fucking with everybody. Talk to your partner. If you know your partner goes there kicking people in the ass because he think he can get away with it and you ain't going to say nothing, you the problem. And as far as the kids... Kids are smart these days. You said it earlier. They got, I think it was Mr. X. They got all these social media. They can get this information, right or wrong.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They can get it.
Anything they want.
They know they can call the police on their own parents and get them locked up. And they know they can do this stuff. You know, and then they thinking they got balls because they're making a few extra dollars doing their thing and coming home, mom's still working minimum wage. It's a mental thing. This is society today has shown our black kids that we can turn y'all on y'all own parents. And you got black leaders that, just like pimps at a doggone bus stop, bus station, waiting on the fresh ones to come in. Take the little young minds and do what the heck they want to do. As far as these I'm going to say it, these fucking preachers preaching that crap in these stupid-ass churches, I'm sorry, they the biggest fucking problem these days. They were okay back in the day until Master gave them the go-ahead and teach and preach the way they want to preach as long as they kick some of that money back. But they ain't going to show nothing. They ain't going to preach nothing. They just want them to sit there, don't ask no questions, and take their asses home. Go ahead, Keith. I'm sorry. I'm about to bust out.
No, I'm biting my tongue. It's too late in the show to get started because, you know, once I get to that, I'll say this much about that. I'm extremely passionate about what I believe in. And I respect and understand their being as passionate about what they believe. And the difference is, you know, I understand that, okay, like I told we talked before, and I said, you know, I believe there's life on other planets. Okay, why? Because it makes sense. What makes sense that we don't want down here? But I ain't tripping on that. And I'm not passing along with some type of damn divine knowledge. You know, the people won't even acknowledge that what they believe is just that. They want to pass it on as they know. How in the hell can you? How can you? You just know. You know. Really? Oh, yeah. You know what? I want to see a motherfucker walk on water. Then you got me sold. Okay? show me something and show me something real. Don't just give me some words and all this about some. I want to see some of that stuff revisited. Then you got me. Then I'm all for you. Okay.
I really wish our kids I really wish
our kids
can ask the right, not the right questions, the most concerned questions. Because I don't think it's a right or wrong. It's just the most concerned questions. Why can't we be like those people, first generation out of the cotton fields? It's a simple question. These people had nothing and built towns over 400. I'd say about 360, 380.
Yeah.
300 black towns from the 1860s up until like the 1920s when they started burning shit down.
Yeah.
Because when them brothers went to war in 1918, they came back with guns and a strong sense to survive. So the stuff their parents went through before they went to World War I and went over to France and they were treated like heroes and real people, when they came back to the States, they treated the German soldiers better than they did the United States black soldiers. But anyway, but they came with a sense of pride, a sense of will, a sense to do. And we got locked out of everything. Because after we got freed, we decided we wanted to learn what it was and what to do, what you have to do the same thing y'all doing on y'all side of the fence. We started doing it. They got pissed off.
We learned to hate. We learned to hate black people.
Yes,
because
some of us decided that the other side of the fence was better than doing something different and totally awesome on our own. We got used to it. I'm saying we.
Yep. Yeah. One more thing I'm gonna say about. I'm gonna say one last thing about religion because I'm not sure. I'm not saying that I'm not necessarily against anything. All I want people to know is that you don't have to just be in that and believe that to be okay. And I don't like it when people are made to feel like they're lesser than because maybe they don't go to church, they don't pray, they don't read the Bible. Okay, so damn what? That don't make them a bad person. They're still cool. They may even be a better person than you are. Bible thumping to go to church on Sunday and Bible study on Wednesday. So, you know, so I have a chip on my shoulder about religion because I went through a whole lifetime of being looked at sideways because I didn't just go with the Jesus Christ as Lord, my Jesus this, my Jesus that. Well, you know what? It's always that when shit's going good. But there's a lot of atrocities I've seen all over the damn world that makes me just wonder, okay, well then, if old boy is in control all the time, you mean so he's in charge of this shit? Oh, well, we gave man free will. Then man is the one in control then. Get off that other thing then. Either you in control or you not. But that's just my opinion, brother. You know.
Can't have it both ways, man.
You can't have it both ways. You can't have it both ways. You know? So,
you know, I hope that, I'm sorry, Keith, go ahead.
No, I would just, go ahead. We got a few minutes.
My hope for the black community, man, is always been the same. George Clinton said it best. Free your mind and your ass will follow. We got so much information now. People should stop calling their cell phones cell phones. They are actually mini computers. If you think in terms of mini computers in the palm of your hand, that phone thing is going to go out the window. Because if you say computer all the time, that's exactly what they're going to think about, computers all the time. That way they can reach in their pocket and go anywhere in the freaking world and get some information. But you got to follow it up. You got to follow
up
with research. That's
it.
Follow
up
with research.
You know, and powerful. You're right. Yep.
Just follow it up with research.
Go ahead,
just cross check and see what they're saying. That's what I was trying to tell them. I didn't know that young lady didn't have. I didn't know she had a page. I mean, Dalton had a page, but I know that young. I saw the young lady. So okay, it's a post. Okay, I learned something. Now I'm gonna check her post against whoever he's going to bring in, some kind of trustee or whatever, and listen to what they got to say. But my question is still the same, and I don't think it got answered. What the heck was they doing 2 years prior to she getting in there? Okay, they had a surplus. Okay, you didn't fix anything with the surplus, but I'll let the trustee talk on that or whatever they want to talk about when they come on to the show next time. So I'm going to leave that whole Dalton thing alone because I don't live there.
Yeah,
well,
you know,
I ain't saying nothing because I don't know. Yeah, me and Dan, we be on Facebook every now and then talking about that, man.
Dan,
so that's
Dan,
why
Dan's
really
a good dude, man. I've actually met Dan a few years ago. My damn earpiece came out. Shit, I hate these earplugs. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. What, you dropped it?
Okay. You know how these things fall out your ear,
you're
man?
Good.
Shit, I can't stand these little motherfuckers.
I don't
anyway,
like them at all, man.
Well, Jim, you want to take a minute because I was going to get our closing song out, but I want to take a couple of minutes, a minute or two each, and just, you know, give a little closing statement like we'll be doing on the show. You know, we do our old suit. Just go ahead and get going. I'll give one quick, and we'll get on out of here.
Get on out of here. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, again, my name is Jimmy Williams, and I am the owner of Jimmy Williams Gallery and Studio LLC here in Chicago on the South Side, West Englewood. I've been in business since 1980-81. It's not my first rodeo. I got my first store in the 1990, and I've had some pretty good success with that. Bought my first house in Roseland, and then Rosemore. I still don't know why they call it Roseland Rosemore. I ain't figured that out yet. Anyway, and then we moved in Englewood, and we've been here ever since. And I try to be a part of the community, but my voice is different than a lot of people, so I had to take a couple steps back and was asked to take a couple steps back. So I let them do their thing. I'm doing mine. So I'm still an entrepreneur, also, if I can say so myself. And I love bringing people around me that really want to learn. And I've actually did that inadvertently while I was on the North Side living in Cabrini Green. And here on the North South Side now, I have shows that's going to be all around the city of Chicago. I'm producing them myself. I'm not into grants. I'm a real – I got a stickler. Too much jumping through the hoop and dealing with politics when you deal with grants and people that got grants that want you to come in, which I have had. I was polite. I'm not interested. Okay? Do your thing.
Right.
I do mine. But I love being in the black community so people can say, hey, Mr. Williams, the artist, live over there. And I like to live next door too. And then they can come in the community and say, the fireman live over there, Mr. Police officer live over there, the doctor live over there, the teachers live over there. We need to stay where we at and try to build it. Try. If you can deal with the other stuff. That's where the kids and the parents come in at. So if your kids are running buck-ass wild, their parents probably running buck wild. It's a whole lot of generation. And a lot of people don't want to deal with that stuff. And I do understand that. Those are my words.
All right, Benjamin. All right, I'm going to just close it out, as I will be closing it out my way, not with a prayer, but I will say in the name of whoever or whatever is your spiritual power. Peace. See y'all next time.
Have a good one, guys.
All right.